Welcome to Crackers and Milk Podcast. This is your host, David. Well, and I am pleased, or Crackers and Milk is pleased to present another Dave's Den of Discourse. Well, I'm just happy to be here again. So I just wanted to talk about my number one Disney movie, animated movie of all time, WALL-E. Now, this is it's a strange one for it to be the best one. I think it's a great movie. You know, the first little part of it, you don't have any dialogue at all. And then there's eventual dialogue. So I really like the music is really good. Now, the music is good. The songs are good. The ones like from Hello Dolly, that was a really good one. Eve Ilan Rose by Louis Armstrong, that's really good. But besides that, there's a lot of robotic sounds made into music, so it's good. Like, I wouldn't say I would seek out this soundtrack at all. I have it. I don't listen to it very often, just because I love melancholy music more, and so I don't really seek it out that much, a whole lot. But like, you know, like I said, with the romantic flight with WALL-E and Eva, it reminds me of the How to Train Your Dragon romantic flight, the dancing. You know, that's just wonderful. Like, the emotions that you get from WALL-E are very real. And those sorts of things. The questions that I have with it, or observations and questions. Okay, in it, they don't have water, right? There's no water in the ocean because you have ships. Eva shoots them and they explode, right? But when WALL-E's leaving, when they're leaving to the Axiom, to the ship, you look back to the Earth, it looks like there's water. Like, how can they not, take that out, make it look a little bit more drier? It's just really strange to me on that one. Like, it's like, why didn't they address that? Another thing that I like, some of the characters I feel that won this one is the cleaning robot, where they come over to WALL-E. The first time you meet, the cleaning robot comes and sees WALL-E, and he sees WALL-E, and then he's like, whoa, 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 and he starts cleaning them, and they have that funny interaction. And then shortly after that, he sees the contamination on the track that goes away from the track, right? That just, there's no straight line that you have to go to and all this stuff. So you have that, right? And then he's on it, and he's making this decision, and he's hidden in his brain and in his program. It's like, I have to stay on the line. But then he goes, boom. He jumps off it, and he's like, oh, I'm going to do this. And then he starts cleaning and all that stuff. I think that's by far very interesting to me as a person, because sometimes we do feel like we have to stay on the same track all the time and follow this binary or straight line, and then we have to go to the straight corner, and then we go to the straight corner. You know, like life, sometimes with life or career, it's, you feel that you're just going up, you're going straight. But, you know, all of us know that it's a straight line for a little bit, but then it goes down, it goes over, it goes to the side, it goes to the left side, it goes down, and then it goes up, then it kind of flatlines a little, then you just this bumpy ride. And so that was really interesting throughout the whole movie, that everybody was following this line. And you see that in society now, is like everybody follows this line. Follows these lines, and it's like, what the, or, you know, are we, like, in the movie, it has robot, humans being robots, and then robots acting more human-like. And so, and it, what I found interesting is robots forcing or showing humans how to be humans. You know, you could see that a lot with our use of the technology, our phones, you know, everything, use of technology. It's just so interesting. That's just an interesting question, interesting observation from it. And then I guess a question from that is like, why do we have to have a machine show us how to interact with each other? Like, I find that very, why do we have to have that? Why can't we interact well? And then another thing that I really enjoyed was the robots, the misfit robots, or the robots that were getting repaired, and how they were the perfect combination to override everything else, ever, like auto and everything to get Wally to where he needed to be with Eva. It's just fascinating. And so those were the things that stuck out to me and those observations. But the reason I really like this movie on as a number one over Lion King is this one makes you think a lot, like the waste that you have, right? Are you taking care of the planet? Are you taking care of that? The exercise of people where they didn't exercise at all. They were just watching the screen all the time. And I find that very interesting right now as I teach. There's some kids, I have a couple kids that don't do exercise at all or don't participate in my PE classes. And they just look at their phone the whole time. It's like, why are you doing that? This is so interesting in that they do that. And they don't interact. Like, it's just so strange because, like, that to me, gym, games, those sorts of things is a perfect opportunity to interact with people that you don't know at all. And that you could just be calm with each other and just, I don't know. This is so interesting. Just so interesting. This movie just makes me think a lot. And I just like it. You know, like I like, and you know, like Wally being the Lone Ranger. Because sometimes, you know, you feel like a Lone Ranger. That kind of fits me. But it was great. Like I like this movie. I really do. I really, really do like this movie. And I hope it helps you guys. I hope you guys like it. I hope you watch it. If not, you know, it's okay. But please subscribe to Crackers and Milk. We're on Podbean, iTunes, and Google Play right now. I'm trying to get to other platforms of podcasts. So please subscribe. Please rate. Please comment so that I can become a better podcast guy, podcast host, and a better podcaster. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Remember, please help build, don't destroy, and make good choices.